Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's New Music Tuesday with Kid Craddock in the morning. And we will get to the biggest release, not only of this week or this month, but maybe of this year.
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. And it got fixed up to the nines. Let me show you a good day.
Fresh off what some are calling his best appearance ever on SNL after five tries. And all four before were good, too.
Yeah.
Justin's on a roll, and the new record comes out today. We'll tell you about it on New Music Tuesday with Kid Craddock in the morning.
New Music Tuesday. Wow. On Kid Craddock in the morning.
All right, Big Al, a little trivia for you.
Come on.
See if you can remember who we had in our studio years and years ago when they were first getting hot. They had two number one hits out. This guy did. And we asked him, like, what keeps you going? He said, I do it for the money. I literally do it for the money. I love making money. And this is how I make money. Who is it?
Brian McKnight.
Brian McKnight is correct.
Nice. Now.
Well done.
He said, quote, every time I hear my song, cha-ching. he said, whether he's in an elevator, yeah, whether it's on the radio, whatever.
Cha-ching. It's undeniable that we should be together.
Federal camp.
Unbelievable how I used to say that I'd fall never.
I'm telling you what, though. I'm going to write that down so I can download it.
Yeah, he's sexy,
later.
Man, isn't he?
Brian McKnight.
In the time. I forgot how this goes.
Isn't he doing like a dope?
Go ahead and break me up with a piece of the remix.
No, no one. That's R. Kelly.
Fast forward this. Fast forward this. Shannon.
This went so good.
Do I ever cross your mind?
That's it. Anytime. Is that what's called?
Anytime.
Write that one down, too.
So Brian McKnight has a new single out.
All right.
This is his 15th album.
Wow.
How many albums has he sold in his life? Jenna.
Just guessing here?
Yep.
I don't know. Is it millions?
Mm-hmm.
10 million?
10. JC?
I go with 15 million.
15 million albums.
This is his 15th album.
Uh-huh.
I'd say 20 million.
That is correct.
Wow.
Ah.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. How many Grammy nominations? Ooh. JC.
I'll go with eight.
Eight. Al.
15 albums. Let's go with, cut it in half. Seven.
Seven. Jenna.
Three.
Seven and a half.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Make sure I'm reading this right.
Yeah.
16.
Whoa.
Yay.
Grammy nominations.
Wow.
For Brian McKnight.
Good for him. Well, he's a songwriter, too. I'm sure he's gotten a couple that he didn't sing
of
on.
Of course.
He also teams up with Colby Calais for a track on this album. The album is called, the album's called More Than Words, and the single is called Sweeter. This is Brian McKnight.
Yeah, everything in my life is sweeter. It's all because of you. You make everything in my life much sweeter. Sweeter. Got me saying,
All right, I'm about as excited.
Yeah. Did he have like a really?
I'm excited about that as I am the last 14.
Let's play the old stuff again.
Yeah, right.
He had like a really dirty song a few months ago that he was trying to release.
Yeah, I don't think that was legit though. I think he was just trying to get some press.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I mean, it was the most vulgar words you could
use.
Yeah. All right, we have a couple of soundtracks to tell you about. We'll get to those in a second, but let's talk about a release that came down the pike just day before yesterday.
All right.
And is now starting to get into the inboxes of people across the country. They're starting to hear Beyonce and her new song.
Yeah.
Have you heard it?
I heard it's very... No, I have not heard it, but the reviews are that... I mean, she's getting a lot of hate from her own.
Well, she's going to get
bow
more.
Down, right?
She's going to get more from me.
Okay. Bow down, bow low, bow low, something like that?
Beyonce, to me, is in the Mariah Carey category, where what I want her to do is sing. Really high quality,
like a ballad,
good lyrics and singing. No, it doesn't have to be a ballad. I thought All the Single Ladies was great and stuff. What I don't want her to be is be Rihanna and be ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want her to be like all you blanks in the club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I don't need Beyonce, the mom,
going down that road.
You want her classy.
I want her classy.
Okay.
So, far, so good, right? Those are all bleeps. Bow down. Let's call it Riches.
Wait, is she telling us to bow down to her?
Bow down, Riches. Bow down, Riches. Bow down, Riches. Yeah, she's telling all the other artists out there to bow down.
I thought people didn't like people using that word on the...
Yeah.
Like, women don't like that word. They said rappers shouldn't say it.
Women call other women that, and it's okay. It's like black people calling themselves each a different word, too, right? Like, you can go... You hear girls doing that all the time. Come on, bitches.
Nicole, Nicole and Paris started that back in the day.
It kind of sounds like that cake background.
Cake.
Oh, the song Cake?
Yeah, that Rihanna birthday cake song.
Yeah.
Attractive.
So it's got this nice melodic verse, and then it gets into bow down, Riches, bow down, Riches.
Yeah,
I don't really want to hear that from her. I'm kind of with you on that, though.
Yeah, okay. I like cherry picking Beyonce's songs because her albums, some of the stuff on there is just like, really? I don't know.
And then she'll have a hit, and you kind of forget about all the rest of it. Yeah.
Remember when we first heard If I Were a Boy, and then we found out that they used that song without any permission from this artist in California.
BC Jean,
and we brought her in, let her sing it. And her version of it, because she wrote it, was like, I get it now.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah.
Well, I think BC Jean got paid.
She did.
In the end.
What was her? Remember, she co-wrote it with that one dude, and he went behind her back and went with Beyonce.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of his name.
Tedder?
No,
it wasn't Tedder.
Somebody smaller.
Somebody everybody knows.
Anyway, so Beyonce, you can get that single out. It's on YouTube, just
like
with the lyrics
that.
And stuff. Yeah. All right, from the soundtracks that are out this week, we have the soundtrack to the movie that women are trying to drag men to go see, and most men won't go. And, of course, I'm talking about Les Mis.
Mm.
And the soundtrack is out today.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
This is the universally lovable Anne Hathaway.
Yes. And hope was high, and life worth living.
We have to remember how great she was when we interviewed her. That's what we have to hold on to.
I like her. I still do.
Don't you want the...
I'm a guy. I'm allowed to like
her. She was fun.
Women have to hate her.
That's a new thing. Hating Anne Hathaway is a new thing.
It is a new thing, but it's catching on.
It's this Les Mis thing.
Yeah. It's catching on almost like Nickelback.
Les Mis is going to be the biggest blessing and the biggest curse for her.
Is it?
I think it's going to be a double-edged sword. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that album is out today. It has 42 songs on it.
Yay.
It is what?
Well, it's
42,
42 songs.
It's the entire dang movie. They sing the entire dang
more
movie.
More music than movie. Yeah.
Well, it's a musical.
You get to hear performances by Hugh Jackman, Russell Crowe. He's singing. He was in a band called 30 Odd Feet of Grunt.
Oh, and Sacha Baron Cohen. He's
singing
on there.
And Amanda Seyfried is singing on
there. Very nice.
And the Les Mis movie also available today on DVD. So the soundtrack and the movie come out at the same time.
Yeah, when I saw it on Broadway, I bought the CD. I'm good with that.
You are. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to run out and not buy that or see the movie.
All right. One of my favorite bands today that's under the radar is a band called Monsters and Men. Listen to a word I say.
Does it make you feel less cool to know that that's on constant replay on Radio Disney?
No, I think that's cool. That means it's universally great.
Okay.
All right. So they have a song that's called Sinking Man.
So go. Go.
And this is on the Walking Dead soundtrack, which is out today.
Get out of here. Go away.
I cannot speak to this, but it says for true Walking Dead fans, which I'm not, they said for true Walking Dead fans, this soundtrack will bring the whole series back to life for you, that it's so good. It's every bit as epic as the series.
Wow.
That's what critics are saying about the soundtrack for The Walking Dead, which is out today. The tense, folky intro that feels like a zombie could be right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Go.
About to kill you because
you watch it.
Such a bad move.
You know what? I watched the first season. I don't know what's happened to me. I hardly watch TV anymore. I know. But I watched the first season and I loved it.
Okay.
Do you know what I just found out?
What?
Because
Dancing
I decided
with the Star
to check
yesterday?
My cable bill.
This will be something that everyone already knows. But go ahead, Kelly.
No, you didn't know this.
Oh, you're subscribed.
I'm subscribed to Showtime.
Wow.
Well, then you get going.
I don't know.
And you never even go to the channel because you don't think you have it?
I don't even know where it is.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was subscribed. Apparently, when they talk you into that package, you get to see it for free for so many months. But if you don't tell them you're not interested, they start charging you for
That's how they get
and
you.
And I was wondering why my cable bill went up. And I'm like, I've been getting Showtime all this time. Well, I just forgot about it.
That opens up a ton of great shows for you, including
Homeland,
Californication.
Girls?
That's dirty, right?
Homeland?
Girls is HBO.
Girls. But Al did throw one out, even though it was completely wrong.
What about
Dexter?
I just discovered this show last week.
Dexter.
Dexter's on there, I heard. Mm-hmm.
What else?
I don't know if she'd like Dexter.
What else is
I
on
just,
Showtime?
I just watched Dexter and
Game of Thrones is HBO, right?
Weeds was, but Weeds? She wouldn't like that either.
She wouldn't like Weeds.
Isn't that over?
We said Homeland.
I might have just
What about Shameless? Is that HBO, too?
Yeah.
What?
That Shameless show?
Hey.
Shameless is
Shameless is Showtime. Trade it. Trade it for HBO. Trade it.
Why?
You just should. It's better. HBO's
she should
better.
Watch Homeland.
Yeah. Well, Homeland's good, though.
They cost the same, basically.
Homeland's on HBO or Showtime?
Here's what I do.
Just I'm confused.
Just get Hulu. It's got it all.
Isn't that free? Hulu.com?
Yeah. Wait, I don't think I can get that on there.
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Because I have the HBO player for my iPhone and the Showtime player for my iPhone. So I can watch, because I subscribe, I can watch any of their shows anywhere I go, unless I go out of the country.
So you're saying HBO is better in general, as Showtime.
I think HBO just has better programming in general. But their original series, I think, are better than Showtime's original series. But Showtime is coming on. They're figuring it out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's what I've got.
I guess now's the HBO time, though, because the Showtime shows are off season. They've kind of done a good job of balancing that out.
Oh, you know I guess they kind of take turns, don't
right.
they? So what's coming up on HBO?
Game of Thrones.
No, there's a brand new series that they're yapping about. Everybody's talking about on HBO. I can't think of what it is.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, HBO gave us, like, The Sopranos and, you know.
I never watched it.
Yeah, I know.
Never watched an episode
because,
of it.
Because
I didn't have HBO.
To pay $5 a month.
It's 15 a month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You should be getting two for that.
It's 50 cents a day.
You should.
On the country charts, this is New Music Tuesday, by the way. And who's Kacey Musgraves? Is Shannon,
must be country.
Is Shannon in the building?
Yep. All right. Shannon, Kacey Musgraves.
Country or Christian?
Listen? Now, Shannon, you listen to like hardcore ghetto rap. You're like,
yeah, I love rap with
you're
cussing.
Like, uh-huh. You're like ASAP Rocky. I love bad.
Yeah, that's my problem. One of the first
yeah, I like the. I got it. Yeah. So you also like country?
Yeah.
So who's Kacey Musgraves? It's her debut album.
Well,
no idea.
Nope.
Okay.
She's a debut artist, so Shannon doesn't have.
Well, I'll tell you then. She was on Nashville Star.
Okay.
And she wrote a song from Miranda Lambert called Mama's Broken Heart.
Oh.
I never heard that one, but I bet it's good. You heard that one?
No.
Okay. Well, here she is. It's a song called Merry-Go-Round.
Merry, merry, quack and cherry. We get bored, so we
Taylor Swift.
Very.
Oh, shit.
A little more country, though.
Yeah, she's got a banjo.
Critics say they love her because she tells real stories about real people. And not just like, oh, this guy broke up with me, so I'm going to write a song about him.
Well, that's real for Taylor.
Yeah. But when they do it every time, she writes about ordinary people and the ordinary struggles that people have. That's her thing. All right. And here's Mama's Broken Heart that she wrote for Miranda Lambert.
Is this Miranda singing it or this girl?
This girl. This is Miranda singing it. Yeah. Is there any way to fast forward that? You know?
We don't know it.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors.
All right, I'm
done. That's not safe.
I like that.
Rusty kitchen
scissors.
But that's an interesting start.
You
is
like
it not?
That because you've cut your bangs with rusty kitchen scissors.
We all
scissors.
Cut our bangs when we were 4 or 5 years old. Did we not?
I did.
I don't think that's what you mean.
And I give myself. A reverse mohawk where you cut the middle.
And did you burn your doll's hair off with a candle?
I didn't have dolls. I'm a
bozo?
Man.
You had the bozo?
I was 4. I didn't know. I thought it was cool.
It was Mexico. Yeah. You know. Yeah, maybe it was hot there.
It was different times back then.
Shout out to the bozo.
All right. Here we go now with the 2020 experience.
All right. Take three in the house.
That's the name of Justin Timberlake's brand new album featuring the single Suit and Tie. This is his third solo album. It's been 7 years since he's put out an album.
Man.
And
is he rusty?
There was a great article in The Guardian, the UK website, that says Justin Timberlake is sometimes very difficult to love.
Mm.
Would everybody agree with that?
Yeah.
We have had our he's the best, he's the worst moments personally on the show. I remember Justin Timberlake driving the tour, or having the tour bus driven to my house and coming into my house, saying hi to my daughter. I have it on tape. When we did the interview, the day you guys weren't allowed to come in. And then we did the thing at the studio.
That was separate.
Okay, they're two different things. But anyway, and then you fast forward to a year later, and I am standing as far away as I am from JC, and there's Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking to somebody I don't want to interrupt. So I hold up my phone. He waves at me. I text him, "What's up? I didn't know you were here." Nothing back. I wait till his conversation ends. I call him. I see him pick up the phone, hit end, send it to voicemail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not nice.
Maybe he didn't.
Never called back.
Maybe he didn't recognize.
It's frustrating with him because I've always thought he was just such a DB, and he just drives me nuts. But he's so talented.
Yeah.
And that's just under.
And he's so good in interviews when he's
so talented.
Or maybe there was an incident at your house, and he didn't really want to speak to you anymore.
Yeah. What'd you do?
No, there was no incident.
You offended Justin Timberlake.
It's his 20th year in the business, and The Guardian decided to look back. They said, early Justin is good, Justin, plain and simple. What's not to love? On the Mickey Mouse Club, his adorable dance moves. Plus, he hung out with this cool Canadian kid named Ryan Gosling. Right? Where was cool kid Ryan Gosling when Justin Timberlake did that stupid Bud Light commercial? Remember the ping pong table?
No, I don't remember that one.
The NSYNC years. Those were good.
Those were great.
Minus his hair.
Why did people dance in the 90s? To show off their jamming overalls and their tinted sunglasses. Nobody did it better than little JT. Then the Britney years. They were some of his best for obvious wardrobe and hairstyle reasons.
Kelly's tearing up.
JT debuted his much-loved shaved head during this phase, or as they called it then, the JT Smooth.
They did? How did I miss that?
JT Smooth?
Then we have the dumping Britney era.
I was not a happy girl.
That was a great era.
At first, we were a little sad to see it happen, but then he came out with Cry Me a River.
That was my favorite Justin era.
One of the best revenge videos of all time. The best breakup songs ever. And remember when Britney took a bat to the paparazzi? Justin went out and said all these nice things about her. Wait, no, he didn't. He didn't say anything. In fact, he hadn't said anything. He hadn't spoken to her in 10 years.
Okay.
That's on the D-bag side.
No, it's not. It's an ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He hasn't said anything publicly. We do not know what went on.
Yeah. He didn't say anything negative.
He's funny.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
He's a man of many, many different personalities. He's been on Saturday Night Live for 5 times. It's always huge. When he does that History of Rap thing with Jimmy Fallon, it's great.
Yeah.
But he's just a little bit short of that adorable, everybody loves him guy. Because he does things once in a while that would suggest that maybe he's a little bit of a D-bag.
I think he's really guarded and it comes across as a jerk.
One of the guys in his wedding made a video of Justin for the wedding, to show at the wedding, and they basically exploited and mocked homeless people in the video.
Yeah.
And Justin said, I knew nothing about that.
I believe that.
I told him not to do it. But others have said, you know, D-bags hang out with D-bags.
You can't really control what you're a reflection of the people you hang around.
But
that's true.
On the other hand, when Kelsey DeSantis asked Justin, the Marine, over Twitter, would you go to the Marine Corps ball with me? He didn't ignore it. He sucked one up and gamely agreed to go.
Yeah.
And she later wrote on her blog how great he was and how amazing that was. Then you have the halftime show 2004 with Janet Jackson. She took all the brunt of that. He's the one who tore off her bra, choreographed, supposedly revealing like a pasty on top, but the pasty wasn't there. So she...
No, it was. It was a huge star with a nipple out.
Okay,
and
but the
was
nipple
ring
was out.
It, yeah.
So,
ring.
So what happened after that? Oh, my God. They start handing out fines left and right to TV and radio, mostly to radio for some reason. But Justin got off scot-free from that deal.
Pretty much.
Janet, he truly looked shocked.
No.
When he looked down and
he just smiled his way back into our hearts.
Well, when he ripped that off, I remember we were watching it. It's sort of like he's trying to still stay professional in the moment, but you could see him kind of
like,
have a little reaction real quick.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
I don't know. I was kind of buying that he was shocked.
I always resented that he didn't get as much blame as Janet.
Because I think
they were both involved in the same mistake, I think. I don't think that she pulled one over.
She's in charge of covering her nipples.
Yeah. Black thing, probably.
And he's had a ton of hits.
That's what it was.
You know, he's had a ton of hits. Go through some of them here. And then play you something for the new record. We recorded this off AM radio. Our favorite AM hit station. I don't know how many he's sold, how many albums he's sold.
See, how could people say he's copying Bruno Mars when he kind of is still doing his thing that he was doing before?
Yeah, yeah, right.
If you listen back.
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'm gonna leave it all. Just because he's singing with the same voice, it's still a different feel.
All right, let me give you one more from his new album here, okay? This is called Pusher Love Girl.
Pusher Love Girl?
Pusher Love Girl.
Now you got me hopped up on that pusher. So how?
I already like it.
Are y'all ready?
Love it. So different. That's so good, I think. So is the whole album him in the suit and stuff? Is he doing the whole suit and tie thing the whole album?
That's what he did in Future Love Sex Sounds. He had the suit on. Remember, he was smashing the disco ball and he was wearing his tuxedo?
Yeah.
So he's been on that suit and tie for years.
Okay.
We just don't appreciate it.
Okay. We just try to think now that we have short-term memory.
Yeah, we have and Bruno's doing it just as well.
You're saying then Bruno stole from Justin Timberlake.
I think that was Bruno's thing, too.
So they're both original.
Just dudes that are trying to do suit and ties thing.
Okay.
That's the new thing.
This is just the whole big band thing that he's doing. You know, the horns and the black and white and trying to go all...
It sounds a lot like, you know, this guy.
Too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers.
I mean, Bruno's the new Justin Timberlake, isn't he? It's not Justin Bieber.
Right.
It's Bruno, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's Bruno. I look at Bruno
Justin
Mars.
Justin and Justin have the same first name, but that's about it.
Right. I look at Bruno and Justin Timberlake as different people, but they're in the same genre. I don't group them together, though.
Okay. Here's another one from the album. It's called Mirrors.
This is the other one he did on Saturday Night Live.
He did this one?
Yeah.
I don't like this one as much.
Yeah.
I like it. It's going on me, too.
Anything real fast?
No, well, that's all I have right now. I got those three. But the album comes out today.
Now you got me hopped up on that ocean.
I like that.
Isn't it funny? You hear something once, you're like, it's okay. Second time, it's not bad. Mm. Third time, that's good. Fourth time, I love it. Yeah. Third time, that's my favorite song of all time.
That was Suit and Tie for me. I hated Suit and Tie when I first heard it.
Yeah, I know.
Grower.
I found myself doing that slide thing in the house when the song just starts and when he kicks it off with, I can't. And just do the slide thing like he does on the Bud Light commercial.
We got to get him in here, don't we? We have to.
Well, when he makes us leave.
Right now, we're getting him in.
There's no way.
He makes us leave the studio. You're the only one that's allowed to.
There were ulterior reasons there.
You guys couldn't make
there was
eye
stuff
contact
going on
with
there.
Him?
We actually had to leave the building. There was a bomb threat.
We didn't know about it till after the fact.
I wasn't allowed to tell anybody. So it was just me and him. That's what it came down to. So they all hated me for that because I didn't tell them. But if I'd have told them and they were here, he wouldn't have done it.
What was his request?
To just have me in the studio, only me. Like no one else here. He didn't want to sign pictures. He didn't want to be interviewed by five people. He didn't want any of that. He didn't want people out front. He didn't want anything.
Yeah, let's bring it back.
What are you saying?
I said charming.
Charming, okay. It also had to do with the fact that he had a death threat against him and had a security team with him that... And somebody called in and said they were going to blow up a bomb at our studio. So that might have had something.
How would anybody know he was going to be at our studio if we didn't even know he was going to be in our studio?
I don't know.
Okay. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Work that net, Kelly.
Take that to the pawn shop.
Actually, he just hates you.
I'm starting to gather that.
He doesn't know you.
I blame him for Britney's downfall.
I know you.
As does Britney's mother, Lynn.
Does that mean we don't want to have him in then?
No, we will take him if he...
Yeah.
But he won't. Kelly, will you get over the Britney thing long enough for us to have him in?
Long enough for that.
Thank you.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Happy birthday again, JC.
Happy birthday, JC.
Big one, too. The 3 and the O.
Yeah.
You know what? Good for you for, you know, choosing sobriety on your previous birthdays.
I am drunk. That's the truth, and if you want to prove that truth wrong, you're wrong.
How dare you guys put a recorder in front of my face?
That was the birthday party that Uncle Daddy and I threw for JC.
That was a karaoke birthday party.
Hey, how about Uncle Daddy?
How about Uncle Daddy?
Yeah.
That was my 24th birthday. I'll remember it forever.
6 years ago, and now you're 30.
Mm-hmm.
There's a movie out now called This Is 40.
Yeah.
So for you, this is 30. What's it look like?
I don't know. I kind of feel the same.
You do? You don't feel different?
Not really.
I think the baby, if you turn 30 with no baby, then I think 30's huge.
Yeah.
If you've already had the baby, you've already got the huge out of the
Why?
Way.
Why? Because that's going to be me.
Because you've already got the, oh my God, I'm a grown up.
Yeah.
That 30 tends to give you. You got it before.
I'm actually probably more excited for Kaysen's birthdays than I am for me.
Yeah. Because it's
going to be the biggest outside, I guess, maybe from your wedding day. The day to your child, that's a big day. Another birthday, you get those every year.
I mean, what did I really do on this day? I was just kind of boring. I was naked, and I peed, and I cried, and I kept everybody up for a few nights.
Well, what did Kaysen do? He did the same thing.
But I created that thing.
That's true. Kelly, can you think back to your 30th birthday? Give yourself some time.
No, it was a great party.
I'm not scared of it. I'm not scared of 30.
I threw myself a 30th because I knew if I trusted anyone else, they would screw it up.
Was that at the Palm Steakhouse?
It was at the Palm.
Yeah.
I wore a yellow suit.
Yeah, I remember that.
A yellow mini skirt and a yellow blazer, my bangs were dyed blonde.
You'd have been better off in a birthday suit.
It was like the McDonald's arches. Like, yeah. My hair was red, but my bangs were dyed blonde.
Who recommended that bright yellow?
I thought I looked fabulous.
What do you think now?
Well, at the time, you got to think about
time.
I mean, when we had mall bangs in the 80s at the time, that was in style and
good. Never heard of mall bangs.
Yeah, where they're sprayed to heaven, high to heaven. So anyway, it was even written up in the newspaper.
Your party was?
Oh, really?
Yes, it made the social column.
Yeah,
I remember. Whoa, that's pretty huge. You're going to make the social column?
I don't think I'm going to make the social column.
Well, you might, because
dang it.
Where we're going today is sometimes covered by the social column.
I'm scared. This is going to turn into a day party, isn't it?
Can we call the social column?
The restaurant we're going to today, he managed the Palm of my 30th, and now he's there for your 30th.
Who's going to a restaurant today?
You didn't get the email.
You got the email. You need to check your email.
Yeah,
I have a lunch today already.
Oh, well. Okay.
It was a last-minute thing.
No, I mean, like, with the people here, I have a department head lunch today.
Yeah.
Well, ours is at 1.
Okay.
What time is yours?
At 1. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's fun.
Have yours at JC's party. You can make it like a work meeting.
Sensitive kids coming out again.
You know?
Just have yours at the not fun table.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just go to the same place.
Yeah.
Oh, look at them having fun while we try to do business.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Kenzie had pregnancy brain, so she forgot to plan the lunch.
Okay. I never saw the email.
Late status.
Well, happy birthday anyway.
Thanks.
Who's buying your lunch?
Me.
Al.
Al. Sure.
Al Bernay.
No problem.
Yeah.
Al Bernay.
One of the Al's.
All right, that was the Touchstones, right? So call right now, 800-KID-LIVE. We're going to sell you a trip to the Caribbean from cheapcaribbean.com.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Or 800-KID-LIVE. Leave off the E on the cell phone. Cheapcaribbean.com wants you to buy a 4-day, 3-night, all-inclusive luxury vacation to Mexico from us. Little twist on this one.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask you a bunch of questions.
All right.
I just need you to offer something to the show that is personally valuable to you in addition to the money that we charge you for the trip. Okay. And we're going to have two different contestants.
Okay.
Two people who might win this trip. Caller 13 and caller 14.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And whoever offers up
the
item that we want the most, that's who's going to win the trip.
So we're going to vote on it?
Yeah, we're going to vote.
Ooh.
Who gets the trip to Mexico?
It's kind of like, but wait, there's more.
Uh-huh. But you'll be on, you know, it's a 50-50 chance. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Caller number 13 is what we're looking for.
And 14.
And 14. There was so much stuff on my vacation I didn't get to yesterday. I saw a drug deal go down in the middle of the St. Paddy's Day parade.
You did?
In New York?
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of drug deals in New York.
And I don't know if it was the green beer that made me go off on a creative premise in my head, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm walking down Fifth Avenue, where the parade, one of the streets the parade's on, and it turns on the 42nd Street, and I'm walking right there, and I see this guy, and he's on the phone. He's like, what are you wearing? Uh-huh. Okay. I thought, oh, he's meeting a girl down here. It was obviously somebody he'd never seen before. He's like, uh-huh. All right, dude. Tell you what. Just step over there right by, under the Breitling sign. Under the Breitling sign. The Breitling store right there. No, not Louis Vuitton. Right there at the Breitling store. Okay. All right, I'll see you there in 10 minutes. So I follow him. Why? I got to see what's going on here.
Why?
You followed him?
Minute, just based on that?
We were going the same direction anyway. So when he took off to cross the street at the Breitling store, I said, I got to see what's up. So I crossed the same time he does.
So you had lots of plans that day.
What if the guy I was buying thought you were a cop and then some gunfight erupted?
I was far enough back. I'm just hanging out. So I'm about 30 feet from him, and I see him, and they didn't shake hands or anything. One guy just had his back to the wall, and the other guy walks up, and he looks sketch, and he puts his back to the wall. And then the guy's holding a brown bag, and he hands the bag to the other guy. And the other guy takes his wallet out and hands money to the guy. And he walks
away.
Maybe
it was a ransom exchange or something.
No, I've done that before in New York. When you buy the really good fake ones, they don't give in to you there. The fake purses and stuff I'm talking about. You go meet them, like, in the alley
around
by Starbucks,
the corner,
and then they give you the stuff in a bag.
Unless it was a watch or a ring or something. It was very small.
Yeah.
It was a small little bag folded up, a white bag folded up. So I'm thinking, a drug deal just went down. Now I'm thinking, you're the worst drug dealer ever. You do drug deals during the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of people around, a lot of cops around.
Yeah, but
on the other hand, maybe that is the most brilliant place to do a drug deal. Who would ever think? I mean, there were 10 cops within 10 feet of these guys when they were doing
it. But who needs a cop when you got Kid Craddock right there? Right?
Yeah. Did you stop him?
No, I didn't know. I didn't prove anything.
Did you start yelling?
Citizen's arrest.
Stop! Halt!
Stranger danger!
Halt!
Stranger danger!
So then I went off on this premise in my head. Who would do a drug deal at the St. Patrick's Day Parade? I thought maybe it's a very reluctant or fairly rookie drug dealer who's only done one drug deal in his life, and it was at a parade, and he didn't get caught. So he said, from now on, I only do deals at parades.
Okay.
That could have been it.
Not a very ambitious plan ambitious drug
deal. I
deal
drugs on St. Patrick's Day, Columbus Day, a huge parade in New York, Dominican Republic Day.
Martin Luther King.
Puerto Rico Day. And Martin Luther King Day. If you want drugs, you got to wait.
Gay Pride.
Gay Pride Day.
Yes.
Macy's. Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yeah, don't do a drug deal during a Christmas parade.
No, come on. Jesus would not like that.
What do you have? Kelly, how dare you?
That's the only other parade I could think of.
I saw lots of sketch behavior. Lots of sketch behavior over
in
my
New York?
Vacation.
No.
No, here too.
Oh, okay.
Here too. You know, both Al and I live right next to this big arena where all the concerts are. Lady Gaga, Justin Timberlake.
All of them.
It's the huge 30,000-seat arena. I live in a high-rise on one side. Big Al lives in a high-rise on the other side. Parking is non-existent.
Yeah.
Non-existent.
And we can't even park in our own buildings on days when there's a game because everybody would pay the valet like $10 or $15 to park there.
So last week, right when we went on vacation, they had the NCAA basketball tournament at this arena.
Yep.
And so it's obviously super crowded. And a guy pulls up and parks right outside where I leave my building, right outside the front door of my building. It's a drop-off zone. It's a valet. Drop yourself. If you've got groceries to go up, you park right there. Yeah. He parks there.
What scenario did you come up in your head this time?
No, I didn't come up.
I'm going to follow him.
I watch him park there.
Okay.
And the brother's sitting there for about 10 minutes.
Okay.
He's looking around. He's like, You know how you do that sometimes?
Yeah.
Like, can I park here? And then he gets busy writing something on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's writing.
I wonder, what'd you think it was?
I didn't know. So,
did you get your binoculars out?
He gets out of the car. He looks left and right.
Uh-huh.
He slaps this under his windshield wiper.
Yeah.
And he walks away.
All right. Smart.
I bet you went and written
And when
note.
He walked away, he walked right into that arena to go watch some basketball. The note on the car said, "My hose broke. Call the mechanic. Please don't tow." MEKANIK, mechanic. Please don't tow.
That's bad when you
That's
got broke hose.
Smart with not being smart.
So I came back outside 3 hours later. Nobody towed him. His car's still there.
So all you got to do is tell him that your hose broke and call the mechanic.
Please don't tow.
Tell him he won't be able to pick his car because his hose is broke.
That's legit.
No, he didn't mean it. It's hose, like H-O-S-E, hose. Yeah, put the hose in his car. Not that that's a joke we've heard before, but yeah.
Don't go blowing your hose all over.
No, I won't. I won't. So those are two pretty cool stories happening to me in New York.
Yeah.
I was just giving those, waiting for the callers to come in. You know I'm selling Girl Scout buying Girl Scout
cookies. Yeah, I heard. Yeah. What was it, $1,000?
Yeah.
For the leftover cookies?
Why don't somebody explain what we came up with?
Well, if a Girl Scout has cookies right now, and today is like the last day you can turn your money in, if you got a good sales pitch, you know a little bit about the show, call us up. Kid Craddock will buy 1,000 boxes of yogurt.
No.
$1,000.
See, this is how you get me in trouble.
$1,000.
I will not buy 1,000 boxes, Al. I will buy $1,000.
At a dollar a box?
Yes.
Okay.
So we need a great sales pitch from somebody that has proven first that they listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? 1,000 boxes of Girl Scout. That's
$1,000 worth.
What are they, $3, $4 a box?
I think they're $3.50, which is crazy. I think they were $1.25 when I sold them that one day.
So we're gonna get 270 boxes of Girl Scout cookies up here.
I don't know. I don't do math.
Man.
And that ties into the next bit, which is having Al. Al's going to eat them.
You're Blake.
Oh, come on, Al. You've given up. Let's just go for it.
So get your sales pitch ready, girls. What's the oldest you can be to be a Girl Scout? 11?
You're asking.
10?
I never was a Girl Scout, so I don't
know. You can be old. I don't know.
Because I know with Boy Scouts, it ended at a certain age, and you had to become an explorer or something like that.
No, Boy Scout, you can go all the way through high school, I think.
Yeah, but we started out as like Cub Scout, and then Weebelo. Yeah.
What's an Eagle Scout? Is that the same thing?
Boy Scout, and then you become an Eagle Scout or something like that after that.
There's probably something after that. I don't know. I escaped from Girl Scout camp.
Got it right here. Okay. You're a Daisy in first grade.
Oh.
Then you're a Brownie, second and third grade.
Brownies.
Shout out, Jason.
Double shout out.
Yeah.
Good job, Brownie. And then you're a junior from grades 4 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're a cadet from grades 6 to 8. you're a senior from grades 9 to 10, and then you become an ambassador as a senior. You're that girl wearing the Girl Scout outfit as a senior.
At band camp?
Yes. And you're not, your cookie business, you're basically just doing research and development at that point. You're pretty much
you're an ambassador.
A veteran of the company.
You're a field manager.
So girls learn the five skills by selling cookies with guidance from adults. If they want to further their business skills, they can earn the cookie business badge. So I'm thinking whoever gets the girls, whoever gets me to buy $1,000 worth of Girl Scout, they're going to get a badge for sure.
Well,
duh.
That's exciting.
Cookie business badge.
Why don't they just have the Girl Scouts make the cookies? Do they buy them from some company?
That's genius.
Then you can get a cooking badge.
This is your idea.
So you want to domesticate them.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure they chauvinistic of you.
They get cooking badges. But
so you don't want them to go door-to-door.
Bake the cookies.
Better their sales skills.
No, I'm having them.
Stay in the kitchen and cook.
One-stop shop.
Yeah, they can make way more money if they make the cookies themselves because they're not buying them from a company. Then they can go sell it for $350.
Maybe they can sell your cookies and then they'll fold your laundry, JC, because that's also what women do.
Then what else do you want?
That's what I'm saying.
Bring me a beer, too.
I'm saying they can maximize their profit if they create the cookies themselves.
You're going to eat some strange kids' cookies?
You're going to pay $3 for a box and you have no idea. It's not even a box. It's like a bag of cookies.
Wrapped in
that
saran wrap.
That's what that guy was doing in New York.
He was probably selling bogus Girl Scout cookies on St. Patrick's Day.
He was just reselling Girl Scout cookies.
I was just giving him an idea to maximize
And when did it become
profit?
Okay for Girl Scouts to post up outside the store harassing me with their sad eyes? Whenever I come out trying to sell me some cookies.
And how Kelly's like, I haven't made
that. Sad eyes?
Yeah, well, that's the way they look at you, as pathetic as they possibly can, so you can't walk by without buying a box. I don't think that's right.
That's why. Here's what I do. Because I just want to make it as awkward as possible. If I know there's going to be Girl Scout outside the store, I will literally wear a Girl Scout uniform to the store. There's no way they're stopping me.
You know, I just get through.
I got the green dress on.
Kelly, your daughter's going to be doing
through,
the same thing.
No, she's not. I just get through avoiding all those red kettles. You know how hard it is to get past a red kettle to get into the mall?
Salvation Army?
Yes. And then you turn around and there's all these Girl Scouts begging you for stuff. I'm just over it.
Kelly, don't you guys remember before break? She's like, I haven't made eye contact with a Girl Scout since 2000.
I don't.
She won't look at him.
When they say, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies, you just say back, would you like to learn more about becoming a Jehovah's Witness?
Yeah.
And what's wrong with that?
Absolutely.
For all of our Jehovah's Witness listeners.
They're both fine, but you could educate them.
They're both equally as well.
I wouldn't know much about the Jehovah's Witness religion.
Ask if they're gluten-free. You're fine.
Yeah.
All right. So we have Donna on the phone right now. Hello, Donna.
Hi, it's actually Donya.
My bad.
What's up, Donya?
No, everybody gets that wrong.
Okay. And what's my name?
Your name is Kid.
It's actually Crid.
Crid. I'm sorry. I've misunderstood all these years.
Hey, Donya, we have you're half of the contestants that we need for this game to try to sell you a trip. You know, we're selling you a trip. You're not winning one.
Yes, sir.
But yesterday's,
I understand that one.
Yesterday's trip went for $4.
We didn't make any money.
Let's see who you're up against today.
This is Jen.
Hi, Jen. What's your story?
Well, I am a nurse. I'm from Missouri, Columbia, Missouri.
Nice.
And you want me to sell myself to you now?
No. You don't have to.
Oh, she's trying to Uber escort.
You're confusing contest here, okay? This is not the Girl Scout cookie
thing.
Yeah,
I was
to confused.
Sell yourself.
No, this is the win the trip thing.
Got it.
Right.
Yeah. Here's what I'm going to ask you guys to do. I want not only the $3 or $4 for the trip, I want you to give me something that's personally valuable to you that you'll miss. Don't tell me what it is yet. Jen?
Yes, sir.
Donna? Donya?
Yes, sir.
I want both of you to think about what you're going to offer us, and we'll come back and accept one of your offers next, okay?
Does it need to be something tangible?
Yeah.
Like an item that they're going to give to us?
We accept creativity, whatever. So, in addition to the $3 or $4, what are you going to give us that's yours personally that means something to you? And I promise we'll take good care of it, whatever it is. You can tell us that when we come back from the break, because one of you is going to the Caribbean from CheapCaribbean.com.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Hey, big ups to CheapCaribbean.com, the beach vacation experts, for this amazing trip that we're giving away today and every day. Cool. Not one, but two.
Yeah.
Two trips to the Caribbean every day
and
from CheapCaribbean.com.
They brought us food in the back.
Shut your
I know.
Really?
All right. So here's the deal. We're going to sell these trips. We're selling the trips on the air. And this time, we've asked you to offer up something that's very precious to you. We have two contestants on the line right now. Let's meet them.
All right.
First, we have Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good.
You're halfway to winning this trip.
Awesome.
You'll either have a trip for $3 or $4, or you'll walk away with nothing and like it.
That's right.
Donya.
Yes, sir.
First of all, what's with the why? What's wrong with Donna?
I'm special.
You're special. Did
That's
mom ever
like you having two D's in your name?
Did you ever say to mom, why? Why the
well,
why?
Well, my mom was deaf, so it's been a big joke in my family my whole life because all my family call me Donna.
My mom was deaf, too. How
yes,
weird.
And a brother, too.
Yeah, and were you saying my brother or your brother?
Your brother.
My brother, yeah. Two of them.
Yes.
I win the deaf family feud.
I have an uncle, too, and an aunt.
Oh, wait a minute. It's all tied up. It's all tied up on deaf family feud.
Tiebreaker.
You guys are like soulmates.
Yeah. Can you sign?
I am a certified sign language.
Whoa.
Oh, she wins.
Oh, you win.
Winner.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Donya, hey, I'm a nurse.
Yeah, Jen's a nurse.
You're a good person, too.
Jen's like, hey, I'm a nurse.
I can interpret for you.
I just save lives and stuff. No big deal.
That's right.
No big deal. All right. Donna.
Donya.
Jen, Donya and Jen, the cost of today's trip is $3.75.
Right. I can afford that.
Will either of you accept the trip at that price?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, they both want it.
All right, good.
So now we have a dilemma. Mm-hmm. Now we have to decide which one gets it. So we would like you to offer us something that's precious and valuable to you and hopefully to us. We'll start with you, Donya. What is it you would like to give us? Sell it hard.
Okay, I thought about this, and it's special to me, but I think it would be special to you, too, because I'm offering to interpret the show in sign language.
Wow. We have never had... We could put you on Kid TV in the bottom corner.
Yes.
I mean, sign language interpreters are rock stars now. Remember, like, at the inauguration?
Yeah.
You make, like, the cool facial expressions, like the guy at the Super Bowl and everything.
Oh, he was awesome.
But there's five of us, and we tend to talk over one another, mm-hmm. so this is going to be really tough.
No, it's very simple. Just sign what I say. Deaf people only care what I say.
I have prepared for that.
Yeah.
I'm really good, so okay. I think I could handle it.
All right, so she's gone with offering us a service.
Okay. A talent of hers as well.
So the entire show, you'll sign it.
Yeah, she'll sign the show. Hmm. And that's one day, right?
Yes, sir. And I usually charge $59 an hour.
Whoa. How do you come up with 59 exactly?
Why not 60?
That's the state rate. So,
are you undercutting the 60 that the guy next door is selling sign language interpreting for?
Sounds like it.
Okay. Well, Jen, I know you're a nurse saving lives.
Yes.
But that's a pretty good offer she just made me. What do you got?
It is. Well, when I was 7, I asked for a doll named Baby Talk. This was in the 80s.
Baby Talk.
I'm not gonna say how old I am, but anyway.
I love Baby Talk.
She talked and she was precious. Anyway, I got a note from Santa Claus saying they ran out at the last house. Oh. So I didn't get my baby talk, and I wanted my baby talk, and I remembered that for years and years, and my husband bought it for me on eBay about 6 years ago.
Wow.
And other than my children, it is my most precious thing.
Oh. Well, that would mean that it's probably in close proximity to you right now.
Well, I don't bring it with me to work, but...
So you wanted to hear baby talk?
I wanted to hear the baby talk
baby
speak.
Talk, talk.
Man, I could imagine her husband right now sitting in the car going, what the heck?
Yeah,
I was in a bidding war.
All right.
Well, that
just shows how sweet he is. Right?
Yeah. So Jen loves the Caribbean more than her husband. Okay.
I do. And we've never had a honeymoon.
Yeah.
Been married 11 years.
Okay. This isn't about who deserves it more.
I know.
This is about who's given us the best thing.
So it's like the gift of the Magi.
Okay.
She's giving back the doll to give him the vacation.
Right. Since you don't have the doll with you, we have no choice but to ask you to impersonate the doll during some of its commentary.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
All right. We're ready for you. Let me put some music behind you.
Is it a pull string?
No, it's a touch the belly.
Oh, wow.
I love touching the belly.
Give us some of your favorite baby talk quotes.
All right, here we go.
It's time for
baby talk. Oh, sorry. Oh. You ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and go.
Hi, Mama. I'm hungry, Mama. Feed me, Mommy. Night, night. Love you, Mommy.
I have never been more creeped out.
I love her.
I don't know if I should be turned on or creeped out.
I'm using those lines.
How do you remember every line Baby Talk does?
Well, I've played with her a lot since I got her.
As a grown-up.
That's right.
Well, she says probably just
memories.
Like
I have a daughter.
This might cause some sort of diplomatic problem sending you out of the country.
Stop.
I don't know.
Donnie, if you don't mind, please sign for us while let's hear a demonstration of you signing.
I have been.
Donnie, what would you do if I spoke in Spanish? Would you be able to sign then?
Oh, I would not. We would have to bring in a Spanish interpreter.
Well, it's not a problem.
Is that a deal killer for you, Tracy?
I don't know, kid.
Well, she's only interpreting for kid anyway.
Oh, no, she said she could do the whole show.
Now, Jen.
Yes.
I know you must be thinking, wow, I got dominated. but let me say something. Personal connection here, because when I was five, my sister forced my mom to buy me the Chatty Cathy doll.
Oh.
So I, too, had a baby talk doll.
They're wonderful.
Yeah. So
every kid should have one.
So in your face, Donya.
I feel dominated, actually.
I do feel dominated.
You feel dominated.
That is special.
That is special. And she didn't hesitate for a minute and say, oh, I feel stupid doing it. I don't want to. She did it.
But deafness is a very important thing to me. And I was just with my brother this past weekend and reminded of how difficult it is when you don't have the ability to hear, you know?
It's meant so much to you that you haven't bothered to learn sign language?
Oh, I know sign language.
Okay.
I can teach you.
I know more.
All I know is,
I know love.
Listen! That's what I You're not listening! That's probably out of bounds.
Yeah, a little offensive. So I apologize to all of our deaf listeners.
We're number one, by the way.
Yeah.
Let's vote. Kelly, is it going to be Donya and the sign interpreting or Jen and the baby talk doll?
Well, I'm going to vote for Jen. There's nothing personal against Donya at all. I love the way she just, asked her to do it, she did it, and she didn't even hesitate, and I love that.
One vote for baby talk Jen.
Because I'm always so difficult and I never want to do anything.
JC.
I'm going to go with Jen because we said something that's very close to you and valuable to you, and that's
having the baby talk doll to me would be almost like having the Chatty Cathy doll again.
And I want it for Emma Kelly as well.
And all
that's
those,
right.
And all
those,
I mean, I love Donya.
And all the gender identity issues I dealt with that came with that.
Yeah, so, I love Donya's ability to sign.
Came out with that. Okay, so you're going with Jen and the baby talk doll. And Jenna?
I'm also going to go with Jen.
Wow, three Jens?
You and Al don't count.
Well, my vote usually counts more than everyone else, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, less than everyone else.
I mean, if we really boil it down.
You are a twofer.
Boil down to it.
I mean, name on the check. Just saying. Like, maybe I get five votes. No, I only get one
vote. Whatever you want to do.
I'm actually also...
Vote against Donya.
I'm voting for Donya because that's such a cool feature, the sign language thing, and maybe I'll find a way to make that happen anyway.
And Al, it doesn't matter. To me, because deaf people have never been able to listen to the radio. That's why it was important to me.
That's true.
Well, turn it up louder. Duh.
Why don't we bring her in for an hour, pay her $59. Boom.
I don't think it's worth her time.
My mom would listen to the radio. She just didn't know it. And it was on full blast every time she picked
me up.
Your
speakers were blown.
Mine too.
Yeah, she had no idea. I could tell my mom was coming about a mile out. Okay. So it looks like we have a winner. And the winner is Jen and the Baby Talk Doll.
Yay! Thank you. Congratulations.
Donna, you hang on. We got something for you, okay? Hold on. We're going to make this work.
Awesome.
We are.
We're going to make it work?
Yeah. We're going to give you a pencil that says Kid Craddock.
Because now I'm all excited about having, like, you know, interpreting on the Kid TV. That would be so cool. And why doesn't Dish Nation do it? Does Dish Nation hate deaf people? That's all I
can. We have closed captioning.
That's all I
can. You're the voice guy.
Closed captioning.
It says closed captioning brought to you by, and then it says the sponsor.
It's not as good as signing.
You can read it.
Oh, okay. Then Dish Nation doesn't hate deaf people?
No.
Okay. Because I refuse to be on the show. I'm not going to be on a show that hates deaf people.
No. We have closed captioning.
Maybe...
We never had it. I mean, you know.
And what's to say that the deaf people would even like us?
Yeah, that's true. Just because
they've never listened to us.
Yeah, just because they can hear us doesn't mean they want to.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Because clearly about 97% of people can hear us and don't.
Yes.
Instead of sign language, you should just have someone interpretive dancing throughout the show. That might be more entertaining.
I do that
already.
Does
that. Yeah. In the corner.
All right, so we have to decide which trip you're going to get.
Yeah, you got a couple of choices today.
Oh.
Now, Jen, each trip is $3.75.
Right,
so,
I can handle that.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Kelly.
That's U.S., by the way.
First, we have a fun place for couples and for families. It's Cozumel Palace, a 4-star hotel, a beautiful view of the Caribbean. They offer diving and scuba demonstrations that will come in handy because you'll be surrounded by the second largest coral reef in the world.
Wow. It's like,
it was the best snorkeling I've ever done.
It's second only to the Great Barrier Reef in for diving. It's really
and Cozumel
good.
Palace, just a short walk from downtown. Got a live band every night. Or you could choose to stay at the Sun Palace.
Well, if you're in Cozumel, though, you could go to Playa del Carmen pretty quickly.
Yeah, take a ferry right across and go to the beer bucket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I say ferry, it's a boat.
Yes, most people do bring a ferry to the beer bucket.
Or you could... You could choose to stay at one of the most... It was voted one of the most romantic places to stay in Mexico, Sun Palace.
I've been to that one.
I can't remember if I was at the Moon Palace or Sun Palace. It's been so long. But anyway... It's a 4-star couples-only resort, so it'll help you and your husband reconnect after he forgives you, hopefully, for giving away that doll.
I know it.
And each room, Jen, has a private balcony for you to be naked on.
Yeah.
Or the people on the Caribbean floating by can look at you with their binoculars.
Yes. I better work out a little harder.
The better for us to view you.
And I love this. Each room comes with its own in-room liquor dispenser.
Oh, wow.
In-room liquor dispenser.
What is a liquor dispenser?
Remember we had them in Punta Cana.
Yeah. You just push the button
remember
and the
we
liquor
had them and the wine
comes
out. Or
and then
a little Patron.
That's the greatest invention since that ball thing you crawl around in at Chuck E. Cheese. That's amazing.
The ball
we got
pit?
Rid of those.
Ball
until little kids start going to the bathroom in them.
Yeah, the pee pit. Yeah.
What's it going to be? Cozumel Palace or Sun Palace?
The Cozumel Palace.
The Cozumel Palace for the family.
Yes.
For $3.75.
Yes.
That is yours from CheapCaribbean.com. Way
awesome.
To go. Yay!
Thank you so much.
Who's your husband?
His name is Nick. He's the love of my life.
Now, how sad would you be that you can't bring Baby Talk Doll to Mexico?
Oh, I can meet y'all somewhere in exchange.
Yeah, you don't want to take that dog. They're gonna be sure it's full of drugs. Yeah. You don't want to.
Should be recreating that for him.
Yeah, I bet Nick's excited. Yeah. Baby Talk Doll's gonna be gone.
I know.
Doll not sleeping in between them.
Nick's like finally one night without that stupid doll. God.
In the crib right next to us.
Oh, in the crib.
No.
We want the crib too.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Listen, congratulations, Jen. Way to go.
Thank you.
He's going to be like, can I re-vote?
Yeah, can I give it to Donya on it?
It's Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Join us.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
What we need are Girl Scouts to call right now. I know what you're saying. Kid, you're the dumbest radio host ever. School's already started for a lot of kids. They're already in class. They can't sell Girl Scout cookies. Mm-hmm. They can't even give you a sales pitch right now. That's what makes it so special. So here's our number, 800-KID-LIVE.
This is for the Girl Scouts, not the moms. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Moms are banned from this contest. Mm-hmm. It has to be the Girl Scout herself and not mom pretending to be her daughter. That's just embarrassing. So, give us a call right now, 800-KID-LIVE, and we'll give you a 30-second sales pitch. And you have to first prove that you're loyal to the show. We might ask you a question like, who's that guy over there, you know, or who am I, you know, really tough questions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're a listener. You know, this Girl Scout program's been going on for years and years, and it's been going on for a long time this year. It started way back on January 5th. That's when the cookie rallies were held throughout the council. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
No.
Yeah. And then about mid-January, the cookie kiosk opened for managed booth selections, whatever that means. And then the initial order of Girl Scout cookie sales began January 27th. And then all the way till like March 18th, they've been doing cookie sales door-to-door and outside stores and stuff, which Kelly loves.
Mm-hmm.
And the last day to get cookies is March the 19th, and that's the day the money is due.
And that's the day the girls earn their harassment badges.
So you send in your money that day, but you can also order more cookies that day. I'm going to buy $1,000 worth of cookies from one lucky Girl Scout today.
Are you going to get, like, only Thin Mints? Or are you going to divvy it up a little
bit? No, you got to get them all.
Will you get a bunch of kinds? Because there might be some new kinds we haven't tried.
Who's... 1,000 is it?
All right, Kid Craddock.
All right.
I didn't ask you to get anything in particular. I was just wondering if you were going to go all in on one kind or if you were going to do a variety pack.
I haven't thought that far ahead. I don't know.
I like the powdery lemon ones.
Look around you, Jenna. Look around you and look at how diverse we are. Uh-huh. So that should give you an idea of how diverse Kid is in his head. Was that well said?
No.
But you said it.
I wouldn't say something badly and then ask if it's well said.
Well played.
Thanks. Really? We have one Girl Scout? That's it?
They're in school.
They're in school, you know?
Girl Scouts are good.
There's shows all over the country in different time zones.
I have no other excuse.
This is the bad Girl Scout that ditched.
Oh, yeah. Skipped school.
Hello, Jaylen.
No?
Oh, she's in school now.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Jaylen?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
How you doing?
How old are you, Jaylen? How old are you?
10.
Awesome. You want to try to sell us some Girl Scout cookies?
With enthusiasm?
Yes.
All right.
All right, we're ready for you.
Go ahead.
You want some cool music?
No.
All right.
Okay, pretend you're knocking on the door and Kid answers.
Pretend you're awake. We have 30 seconds, and I've walked up to your booth. Sell me Girl Scout cookies. Go.
Hi, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
No.
Nope.
So
please. Why should I?
Because,
Come on, I'm in a hurry.
For a spa day, and the donated cookies we're going to take into the cancer center. Because one of our leaders...
Okay, I need you to shorten this up, because I've got hemorrhoids the size of basketballs.
One of our leaders has kid.
I have hemorrhoids the size of basketballs. I got to get in there.
About a spa day in the cancer center.
I got to get in there and buy some Preparation H. So what's going on? Is there some sort of...
Yeah, we're trying to tell you...
There's a spa day?
No, it was one of our leaders has cancer.
One of our leaders has cancer.
They're going to donate them to the cancer center.
What about your hemorrhoids now, kid?
They're terrible. So, Jaylen, you're saying that the money that you raise, where does it go, the money that you raise?
Cookies.
Yeah,
cookies. The donated cookies are going to the cancer center, get the caring. Then the cookies that, our cookie dough money that we sell.
Yeah.
We're trying to go to the spa day.
Okay. A spa day for, the glam squad, where you go to the hospital.
Yes.
They're going to do a glamour day, a spa day for the cancer center.
Help me out, because I don't really understand. Who is it that has cancer?
One of our leaders.
One of your leaders.
Okay.
Can you tell me her first name, or is that private? Yeah, ask her mom.
Her name is Shauna.
Okay.
Shauna. You know what? No matter what happens, Jaylen, we're going to give Shauna a spa day.
Okay.
Like she's going to go to the spa and she's going to get the facial and the massage. What else do you do in the spa day, Kelly?
I don't know.
Manicure and all.
Pedicure.
We're going to pay for all of that, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even if you don't win the cookie contest.
We got to get the other salespeople on here.
All right. So hang on.
Okay.
All right. So that's one.
Okay. I feel better about it now. You know,
you're
going to get that spa day and all that.
Okay. Yeah, we got it.
And we'll get you some hemorrhoid cream.
Thank you.
I was just, you know.
Yeah,
trying to get the sales.
Sorry about that.
Trying to get the enthusiasm up.
It happens, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. Hello, Kaylee.
Hi.
Are you a Girl Scout?
Yeah, I am.
How old are you?
I'm 13.
How many boxes have you sold?
I have sold 120.
Shut up.
That's pretty good.
What's the average that a Girl Scout sells? Do you have any idea?
About 60 to 70.
Whoa.
Okay.
Is this your best year ever selling the cookies?
No, it is not, actually.
Been a rough year.
I sold up to 360.
Wow.
Whoa.
What went wrong this year?
Yeah, what'd you do wrong?
Why are you slacking?
Because they keep on buying from the little daisies.
The little kids, their little weepy eyes.
Don't you hate those little daisies?
Those dang girls.
Well, their little kids are cuter, you know?
Well, right.
Yeah, once you hit 13, it's all downhill from here.
Get used to it.
Yeah, I had a unibrow.
Yeah.
You've just experienced getting beaten out by a younger woman. It's going to happen your whole life.
Yeah. It'll be the bane of your existence. Yeah.
Kaylee.
Kaylee's getting it.
Kaylee, why should I buy $1,000 worth of Girl Scout cookies from you?
Because, like you, kid, we give half of our proceeds that we actually make to a charity. And this year we made Autism Speaks. As in, one of my mom's friend, which is our leader, her son has autism, so we thought it would be a great idea to help out.
Autism Speaks.
Nice.
Girl Scouts know how to pull on the heartstrings.
I don't understand how the money thing works.
They give half of it probably to the troop for their activities, and they give half to charity is what she's saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you sell the cookies, when boss, are you supposed to turn that money in?
Oh, Al.
Al.
Damn!
Okay, so you're going to give half the money to the Girl Scouts, right, your troop, and then the other half's going to go to help kids with autism because one of your troop leaders has a son with autism.
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on a second. Hang on.
All right.
And she was personable and
I like
friendly.
Her delivery.
And she knew the figures and the stats.
Mm-hmm.
And she's having an
off year. Had the info.
She's having an off year.
I don't know. If I'm at Best Buy, I'm looking at a TV or whatever, and the guy's like, here's why you should buy it from me, because I got this friend. You know, I don't know. I kind of wanted to just be sold on the benefits of Girl Scout cookies.
I mean,
how much I love them.
Using
and how they
whatever
taste.
Means necessary, dude. Yeah.
All right, do we have another one? That's it? We only got two contestants in the whole game? That's it. Two contestants.
It's two.
All right. I want to make an executive decision.
Right.
Okay.
Because I imagine that we'd have a lot more, but I didn't start this until after after the kids were in school.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it really early tomorrow morning. And so we have two now.
Okay.
We'll add as many as four to that. We'll have a total of six.
Okay.
And one of those six is going to win tomorrow morning.
Right.
So make sure you're listening tomorrow. Okay, Kaylee?
Okay. We'll let the phone screener get all their information.
Yeah.
Because we got to go.
Yeah, the money's due today, but they can order more cookies today, and they can also turn in orders.
When are they order a big
get that
order
thousand?
Like that.
I'm looking at right here. They have until March 21st. All troop final paperwork due March 21st. So, we're going to buy $1,000 worth of cookies tomorrow morning.
All right.
From somebody.
Early.
This will give you time to think about what flavors you want.
I know that's what you're most concerned about. What box do you want?
I'm the cookie monster.
Right. What do you want?
Come on.
It's a cookie. That's good enough for me. Kid Craddock in the morning. Kid
Craddock
in the morning.
Closed captioning provided by
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Okay, guys, give me some creepy music real quick, all right?
Okay.
Go. Do you believe in messages from the afterlife? Alejandro Rodriguez does. He dreamed, before they announced the new pope, that a pope would be named Francis.
Really?
Now, how do you know that?
You don't.
How does a guy know that? His girlfriend tweeted it. My boyfriend had a dream that the new pope will be named Francis. There's never been a Pope Francis, ever.
Right.
He's Pope Francis the First. This guy dreamed it.
She even said the first. Francisco el Primero is what she said he dreamed of.
Yeah.
Well, it would be the first if there was a Pope Francis. Yeah. A few hours later, Pope Benedict resigned his post. 2 months later, there's a new Pope named Francis.
Wow.
Coincidence? Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Big time.
Possibly. Yeah, or maybe she really felt like this was a premonition. That's why she tweeted it. Why else would you tweet what your boyfriend's dreaming every night?
JC, please read the tweet there.
Yes, kid. It says, mi novio anoche se despertó a las 4 de la mañana diciendo que había soñado con un nuevo papa llamado Francisco el Primero.
¿Sí?
Wow.
Y hoy, Benedicto renuncia. Wow.
And that was at 4 a.m.? That's what I heard you say.
That's when he woke up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know how to tell time. Just say cuatro hora.
She actually tweeted this at cuatro.
Right? Cuatro hora?
It's close.
Yeah.
She tweeted at 4:06 in the morning.
Ah, cuatro hora plus seis.
So what did that?
Yes. Very good.
What did you just say?
Basically that her boyfriend woke up and told her that he had a dream that there was a new pope named Francisco
first. And that Benedict would resign. And he was still the pope.
She didn't predict that.
He's dreaming about a new pope while there's already a pope.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
And then the next morning, that morning, the dude resigns.
He made the pope resign.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I need this guy to help me fill out my brackets, man. The tournament starts this Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my tax return.
Right?
Well, if Jesus can show up on a piece of toast, I guess the Pope can show up in this guy's dream.
Man, I'll tell you what, these are good-looking people.
Who are?
The Yolanda and her boyfriend, Alejandro, they're good-looking.
What are you, the swinging?
Because when you think when you think of these people having these weird premonitions, you think they're going to be a little weird-looking. Like there might be like an arm going out the side of the head or something.
Yeah. No, it's a hot couple.
Yeah,
very cute.
Good-looking people.
So you all crazy people should be ugly?
I guess not.
I wonder if he's had any other predictions.
Well, think about it. There's 6 billion people in the world.
Right.
And only one guessed that the Pope would resign and a new Pope would be named Francis.
Well, he didn't guess it. He dreamed it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to consult him on some other major world issues.
It would have been cool if he woke up that morning, made some French toast, and Jesus appeared on it.
Like years ago, I dreamed that I saved supermodel Heidi Klum from drowning.
Uh-huh.
And I woke up. And I had sucked all the water out of my waterbed.
Oh, dude. You have a waterbed?
That's what you got from that? I'm going to tweet this guy and ask him if he can predict the sex of the royal baby. That's some big
news
what
you
right
want
there.
So you've got a guy who can see into the future, and all you care about is the sex of the royal baby.
Well, that's what's
happening. How about are you ever going to find a guy? How about that?
I care more about the royal family than my own love life.
This thing got retweeted over 58,000 times. It's actually up to 90,000 right now.
And I feel bad as a Catholic because I misread one of these tweets, and they were like, you know, hey, go Cardinals. And I'm like, no, Phillies are taking them down. And, felt terrible.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.